Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Mr. Matty Moe? Are you there, Mr. Matty Moe? Earth to Matty Moe, Earth to Matty Moe. Looks like we don't have Matthew on the show today. That's a bummer. Looks like he's leaking in. His mic is hot, but he's not talking. Well, I am Tiger, the second best person on this show, coming at you live from Matt Tiger, Books, Life, and Stuff. Matt has set up a show today where we're going to talk about someone you were not connected. Ooh, he bailed out. I don't know what happened. Let's see here. Let's see if it's me or him. We got a couple of this. Okay, are you there? Yes, I'm here, buddy.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, guys. I'm driving to Tulsa, and I have some horrible service. So what's up, my friend?
Not a lot, buddy. Just making sure that you were here. I thought we were having a little bit of technical difficulties, and that is okay. We will get through them. I was just making sure if it was me or you.
No, I am here. I'm driving up and down the hills in Kansas. So let me introduce myself.
I've been down the hills in Kansas. I'm not sure there's hills in Kansas. I've seen
there's quite a few. You wouldn't believe it.
Well, I wouldn't know because I never come and see you.
That's true. To my left is my beautiful, talented, fully loaded Italian Tiger Taylor. So, today we're talking about the 10 success rules of my mentor, Jim Rohn.
Ooh, I love it.
So, his number one is just do it. We've talked about it. Nike has talked about it. Shia LaBeouf has talked about it. Just do it. If you're afraid, like we talked yesterday, you can only start taking one step at a time into the unknown. So just get out there and do it. Whatever you want to do in life, just do it. Number two is ask for adventure. Take the risk. Now, Jim, he started as a professional in his professional life is working as a stock clerk in the Sears department store. Now, he just got started. And he says, don't ask for security, ask for adventure in life. And that's what we talked about yesterday, is getting out and enjoying life. Adventuring life, getting beside your fear, stepping out into the world and discovering who you are. It's not important where you live, my friends, or what you drive, or what kind of car you have. What is important is how you live your life.
Yeah, very good, very good. Sorry, my phone cut out for a moment, so I wasn't able to jump in with the Shia LaBeouf. Just do it! I wasn't able to jump in there, so I apologize. But yes, that's great advice. I love number two as well.
His number three is work on yourself. To me, you need to make yourself more valuable. He states that whenever he started out, the only thing he knew how to do is to milk cows. And after that, he went on to college for one semester, dropped out, and then he learned sales. The more you learn, the more you earn, the better person you become. That's what we teach on our show. The more skills, the more valuable you become, the more you work on yourself and develop those habits and skills to get you where you want to be in life, those, my friends, will take you above and beyond. Now, I say three things. You must work on your communication, you must read, and you must teach.
I like what you have to say. I'm picking up what you're putting down, my friend. As our mentor, Kai Lopez, would say, invest in yourself. Invest in your knowledge. Again, like Matt just said, the more you learn, the more you earn. I believe it was Jim Rohn who also said, readers are leaders. Learn craft.
Yeah, a lot of great.
There's books on anything. Whatever you want to learn, there's books. Go to Barnes & Noble. There are books on everything. If you don't like to learn through books, there's audiobooks. If you're a more visual person, type in whatever you want to learn about on YouTube. There's instructional videos on how to do it. You're worth investing into. It's your job to find things that interest you and learn as much as you can about them. And most importantly, enjoy it.
Absolutely right. Tiger could not say it any better. You have to enjoy it. The more skills that you develop, the better person, holistic, that you will be. Now, his number four is to have a purpose. To me, having a purpose is asking the questions of what is pulling to you, what is pulling you, and what do you get enjoyment out of? What is one thing that you could do all day and not have to worry about money or cash flow or time? Those are the two things that I sit down and talk to everyone. What is pulling you, and what is the one thing that you could do for the rest of your life? You have to have a purpose.
I love it. We went over this before privately, just within you and I coaching with each other. Matt and I love to coach, whether there's 100 people listening or Tim and I on personal phone calls, and I find those questions to be the most challenging. But if you can come up with the answer, you're on your way to the four pillars of the perfect life.
So number five is you've got to have a dream. Without dreams and visions, we all perish. It even says that in the Bible. Dreams are what push us, my friends. Dreams are what keep us alive. Dreams are what make us us. Dreams give us life. Don't lose your dream. That's super simple. Do not lose your dream. Do not give up hope on yourself. Usually, whenever we don't have a dream, we do die. Whenever someone tells us that, no, you can't do that, or no, you're not going to live past 6 months, we start thinking that, and we're already dead, my friends. The hardest thing is to see it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love that. I absolutely love that. You know, Abraham Lincoln has really cool quotes about, like, show me a man with no goals, no dreams, no vision, you know, and I'll show you, basically, not in these words, but just a worthless person, somebody that you don't want to be around. You must have goals. The good thing about Matt and I don't think we'll ever die, because if goals are what keep you alive, Matt and I have about 50 different goals. Him and I want to do about 50 things in our lifetime. People always say find one passion. Well, Matthew and I was blessed by our God to have multiple goals, multiple dreams, and multiple passions. There's about 15 apiece that Matt and I would love to accomplish in our lifetime.
Amen.
So no shortage of goals around here.
There is nothing that I wanted to become an astronaut. I want to go to space. There's a whole bunch of things that I want to do, and I want to do before I die. And I'm starting to do that. I just turned 31 this past week, and I looked at myself
in
the mirror.
Happy birthday, sweetie.
Appreciate that. I looked myself in the mirror, and I was like, Matt, you aren't doing shit with your life. Now get up and start living and do what you want to do. So ever since then, I've in a week, man, my life has changed. And we're going to talk about that whenever we go down the list. So number six is never give up. I was listening to a speech that Mr. Ron gave about 60 years ago when I started studying this in college. He says, until is the most powerful word. Now, he says, don't miss the chance to grow. Learn, change, grow, and become are his four pillars. Now, whenever I heard the word until, he said, keep on doing the diet until you get it. Keep on running that mile until you get your time. Keep on making money until you get how much money you want. Keep on being the best person you can until you become the best person you want to become. Until. Keep on going until you get what you want. So don't give up.
Yes, I love the word yet. So he uses until. I use the word yet. And everyone knows that my quarterly challenge, Matt's was to learn finance. Mine was to learn a new language. And soy bilingüe, by the way, I've learned Spanish, and I told myself, I broke a habit in thought. I said, instead of saying I don't have an ear for language, and instead of saying I'm not good at learning a new language, I said, oh, it's so easy to me. Learning languages comes so natural to me. Well, I would start saying, I'm not bilingual yet. I'm not good at Spanish yet. And I have applied that with everything. I haven't mastered my craft yet. I haven't read every book in the field of choice that I have that most interests me yet. I haven't accomplished every goal and every dream that I have yet. So until and yet are very interchangeable, and I love it. I did not know that he said until is the most important word, but my most important word is yet.
That's powerful.
Master P on the
powerful.
Inside of phone. I love it. Love it.
It used to be a powerful word. Now, number seven is to rely on yourself. This is very deep.
Ooh.
I think you should look to yourself. No one else can do it but you. You are the only one that can make your dreams become a reality. Now, if you want to start a business, if you have three or four people around you, you're going to have to do the work. You are going to have to put in the time to become the best you. You are going to have to diet and exercise. You are going to have to study if you want to become a doctor or a master's degree. You are going to have to put in the work if you want to become a fighter. You have to do it. No one else can do it for you.
Oh, I completely agree, but I also think it's okay to have a team around you. I also think that you should surround yourself with like-minded individuals who keep you accountable. Matt, I don't know that I wouldn't do this show at least as much and as passionately if it wasn't for you. Honestly, you motivate me to show up to the show. You hold me accountable with your friendship. I feel like I owe you something. I feel like days that I just call in because I don't want to. I get in the case of the I don't want to. I feel guilty because I know you're relying on me. Now, you'll do this show without me. You're not afraid. You will take that leap. You will take that step. You've said in the past you're not as comfortable, but you do it. Well, I feel horrible when I know that I get a case of I don't want to. It puts you in an awkward situation. You want to give your knowledge, you want to give your passion, you want to share with everyone who listens, but the guy that you rely on doesn't show up, you can't give your best. Even though you give your best in every other aspect, you showed up, you did your part, and then I fail you by not showing up. I believe that it is up to you. It is your responsibility, like what he's saying, but I also firmly believe, I strongly believe that you need a strong team around you. You're only as good as your business partner. You're only as good as your partners. You need to hold them to the same accountability that you hold yourself. You do that with me without even trying. I've known you for a decade. What's up?
Well, I was just thinking, it is true. I mean, this is my passion. This is exactly what I'm going to do in life, and I'm going to do it no matter, you know, if you have the want to or not to show up. I'm going to still do it. If you want to pay me back, I'll take a child. That's fine. Now, I'll take a child as a godchild. But as of what our passion is,
you're like
Rumpelstiltskin. Of course we're there to help each other. That's part of being Matt Tiger BLS.
Absolutely,
well,
man, and that's the thing is, I'm held accountable. I don't believe it's just me. I don't believe that I am Matt and Tiger without Matt. I truly just do not believe it. Whatever I've got going on in my personal life, I'm accountable and I'm committed to this with you. No matter what else is going on, I feel like you and I made a promise to each other. You and I share the same goal and vision. No matter what else is going on in our life, this show is more important.
Right.
This show is what I care about.
Yes, this show will go on no matter what happens to any of us. If the world comes to an end, I will keep on with this show.
Yes, we will come back because we're not going to get uplifted. So we'll still be here. And but, you know, listen, man, even if we're not, you know, running around playing touch butt, this show is what's my passion, not playing touch butt with my friends in the park.
Well, that's great,
man.
I'm glad to hear that. So number eight is learn from other people. And that's one thing that we teach everyone is to learn from other people. Learn to what they say. Pay attention to what they say. Be a selective listener, of course. We tell you that take what you like from us and take what you like from everybody else and get rid of the rest. Now, read all the books you need and... To make all the rich, to be rich, to be healthy, to be wealthy, to be love and relationships. Read all those. Be a rounded person. So listen and pay attention. Watch their actions. Watch their words.
See, I love that because my podcast is full of masters that I consider masters, mentors. Every day, my car is a mobile university. And who says that, Matt? Who calls it a mobile university?
Besides us, Zig Ziglar.
Zig Ziglar. Turn it into a mobile university. You like how I said mobile? It's because I'm cultured,
mobile.
Matt. Step up your game. So I also say military, just for the record. So anyway, listen, my podcast is full of Tim Ferriss, Ty Lopez. It's full of Mike Dolce. It's full of Lewis Howes, Joe Rogan, all these people. And I listen, and I travel a lot. I drive 5-6 hours a day, so I'm listening. I listen to these shows because Matt says things that really hit home runs in my mind. So I re-listen. Sometimes I listen when I'm just chilling in my hotel room. I have nothing better to do. I grab a pen and paper, and I listen to my podcast, and I write down my thoughts that I'm having as I'm listening. So I am constantly getting multiple, you know, resources and knowledge from multiple people every day. Every day I listen to a different podcast. Sometimes I listen up to 4 podcasts. It can go anywhere from 1 hour to 3 hours. And I learn all I can from these people that I aspire to be or I think are living the good life that I, too, feel I deserve and want to live. And then I also learn by teaching. I learn by spreading what I know because I get something out of that. And Matt and I will have some of the best conversations when we talk outside of the podcast even. Unfortunately, we've joked and said, don't call me on show days because we'll spend 3 hours teaching each other something new, something that we've learned, something that we found of wisdom. And sometimes we take it and sometimes we let it go. We say, that's not for me. So take what you like and forget the rest.
Take these nuggets and put them in your back pocket and keep them.
So, for sure.
As we talked
if
about
you're
earlier,
like me, you're going to eat those crispy golden nuggets.
I like a corn dog. Now, number 9 is enough is enough. Your life will change when you want it to change. I hate whenever people are like, you know what, I'm going to change later on. It takes 21 days to start a habit. It does not take 21 days to stop a
when's
habit.
When does it start to change the habit, Matt?
Whenever you decide enough is enough. Like, I can go out to my truck right now and blow the thing to nothing and be like, that's enough. I'm going to drive another car from now on. Whenever you decide enough is enough, enough pain, enough turmoil, enough of being broke, enough of being fat, enough of being poor, then that's when your life will change. You can change your life right now. You just have to have enough power to do it.
Oh, do you remember in the early 2000s, this man had a voice of an angel, and he said, one, you're like a dream come true. Two, just want to be with you. Three,